Hello, Podlers. Coming up, find out who Anna Geary is describing here.
Well, visiting me on post-it, but it was a different shape to the rest of the photos, and so...
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Thursday, of course, is nearly the end of the working week, so this is the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a song from nearly the end. We're going to be playing this song just after 7 on Absolute Radio Noughties, which, of course, is available along with all the other stations via the free Rayo app. Can you tell me which song, which band or artist this is? This is... This is...
Oh, no, he's stuck again.
This is...
Anna, I'll
wait,
give him a
this is part
I'll
of the song.
Nudge.
Thanks for that, Matt. It was a nightmare when I did the auto glass thing on Monday.
Yeah, no, you're stuck in there. It felt like 5 minutes.
We thought we were dreaming.
Don't get
Everyone knows that iconic last note that happens just after that bit, don't they? That's got to lead the way.
I think this is fairly easy.
You got it, Matt?
I think I have.
Okay, one more time. As I say, I'm going to be playing it on Absolute Radio Noughties just after 7. If you can tell me who that is, well, text me right now at 8-12-15. Right now, 8-12-15. And also include the shout-out. Whatever you want me to read aloud, I'll be happy to do it in about 5 minutes' time. But for now, once again, who is this?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is time to reveal the answer to the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. This was taken from nearly the end of The Killers When You Were Young.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. Well done, and a big shout out to all the team at Shirley Aquatics. Lots of fish and reptiles to look after today. Richard in Bromsgrove, Dave the trucker from York, all the workers at Electra in Brighouse. Shout out to our amazing colleagues at Greg's Granby, Stephen in Wing, who would like to send love to his beautiful wife, Carol, Charlotte in Leicester, who wants to shout out her girl gang. She's seeing them tomorrow. And of course, when we're talking about Charlotte in Leicester's girl gang, we're not talking about the B-listers here. We're talking Tara, Vic, Holly and Karen. That's who we're talking. Yeah. It's the A-listers are all out tomorrow. Ooh. Also, a shout out to all my students at Brookvale Groby School. A big shout out to everyone at Holy Trinity School in Crawley and all my old friends in Stoke-on-Trent from Mr. Molyneux, and that's for his students, or Muggsy for his Stokey pals. So the two identities there of Mr. Molyneux. Some know him as Mr. Molyneux, sir. Wow. Others know him simply as Muggsy. Well done, everybody. It was The Killers When You Were Young.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
As promised, it's time for Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. These are the comings and goings across all of social media. Matt, what's risen to the top?
A lot going on. Some top lines for you, Dave, really. Anna Maxwell Martin is scared of sandwiches. The actor from Line of Duty Motherland, Ludwig, with David
Ludwig's
Mitchell.
Ludwig's very good.
She can't go near sandwiches. She can't bear to be around mayonnaise or open fridges. Oh. And they're banned on set, apparently. We've also
has she revealed that in the press?
Yes.
Because it sounds like the kind of question only I would ask. Somehow they've got that exclusive when she hasn't been on the show. That's so weird.
Two of the child stars from School of Rock are getting married, which is amazing news, isn't it? Caitlin Hale, who played Marta, a.k.a. Blondie, in the film. She was a young girl with this sort of plaited pigtails. She has got married to Angelo Massagli, who was Frankie, the tough guy.
One of the security details.
They met on set years ago. They met on set years ago, and then they've got back together, and they've been dating since 2016, and now they're getting married.
Goodness me.
Amazing.
School of Rock came out in 2003. Wow. Let that sink in, everybody.
We already have the best Halloween front garden decoration of the season, and we know we're near Halloween yet. The Australian breakdancer Ray Gun, but a skeleton. So it's like a skeleton doing the dance in the Australian breakdancing Olympic kids.
Oh, doing the tiptoe.
It's amazing.
It's on a front lawn. How did they get the uniform?
I don't know where you buy an Australian Olympic breakdancing outfit. maybe they're doing well on Amazon now for Halloween. They probably are. There's going to be a lot of trick-or-treaters turning up.
It's just you'd have to stay in that position for the whole party that you're at. For people to know who you are. Why are you on the floor, Dave? You're not being the Australian. You remember that?
She had a few different poses, I suppose. news, yeah. And then the other big news, the big film news, Dave, is that the first trailer for the new Robbie Williams film is coming out.
Yeah.
We talked about it when we first heard the news about this crazy idea to do a Robbie Williams life story, but he is a monkey, a CGI monkey, basically.
Can I very quickly interject here? Because when you first told me about this, it was that Steve Pemberton from like League of Gentlemen Inside Number 9, he's in it, and he was on a podcast, and they said, oh, have you got any projects coming up? And he said, yes, I'm doing a movie about the life of Robbie Williams, but Robbie Williams is played by a chimpanzee. And everyone obviously thought he was just he'd been dared by someone to like say it out loud.
Or it was an April Fool or something, but it's real.
Wow.
And the trailer is, the trailer, I mean, it looks like you'd imagine. Here's a little bit of the trailer now for you.
I know what you're thinking. What's with the monkey?
Yeah.
I'm Robbie Williams. I'm one of the biggest pop stars in the world.
Was.
But I've always...
He still is.
...evolved.
So it's like The Greatest Showman meets Planet of the Apes. Right. That's basically what it looks like.
Imagine if they hadn't told him and he hadn't requested to be a monkey. And they said, we've finished the film, you're going to love this. And he goes, why am I?
He's got all his family at the premiere.
What are you trying to say?
Is that what I look like?
Is that what I am to you?
Just staring at the back of his own form is what I'm wondering.
Unbelievable. I hope he knew.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where a day after we normally do it, we have decided we can't just let a week pass without asking you if you need to hand in the cool badge. So we are going to be dedicating some of this morning's broadcast to taking those badges and unpinning them from your lapels. So if you have said or done something that is uncool, well, send me the details right now at 8, 12, 15. I know for a fact myself and the team will probably be handing in our badges a little later, but come join in, just like listener Ellen did last week.
So what happened was I was indicating to turn right, and I noticed that my indicator was ticking in time with the of the song I was listening to.
Okay, so that's such a rare treat.
Yeah, would you call it a rare treat?
It
well, you could also give it
very often when the indicator works like a metronome.
So you're saying it was
very
like...
Very rare.
Duh, duh, duh. Yeah. It was like, it was happening. It was... Bah, bah, bah. So, I mean, how do you react to this? What do you decide to do next? What pings into your brain first?
Well, first of all, I was thinking this is such a rare occurrence. I was so excited. So I waited until I was pulled over, and then I called my partner to tell him what happened.
No, you didn't. So your partner picks up. What's your partner's name?
Jordan.
Jordan. So Jordan picks up. What's their reaction to this, Ellen?
It was pretty much, why are you calling me for this?
Yeah, I see where Jordan's coming from in many ways.
So he couldn't even hear it because it had finished by this point. So.
Was Jordan concerned that something might be wrong? Is everything all right? What's going on? You're panting. You're screaming down the phone. What's wrong, Ellie? You're like, my indicator synced up to the beat of the song on the radio. I can't believe this. You didn't proceed to tell any of your friends about it when you got to the party, did you?
I did. I was underwhelmed by Jordan's reaction.
Jordan let you down, didn't he? So that was brilliant, listener Ellen. Amazing. From last week. I mean, that is exhibit A when it comes to cool badges, isn't it? I mean, let Ellen be your guiding lights. If you've been that uncool, you do need to share the details with us. 8, 12, 15. As I say, I know myself, the team, we're going to be handing our badges. In fact, just after 8, I'm going to be handing in the cool badge of my 5-year-old daughter.
Ooh.
Yeah, they get younger and younger, don't they? They start so early nowadays when it comes to being uncool.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Yes, wake up, have a Moju Ginger shot for a fresh start to your morning, and then take on 5 words, 5 grand, and doing just that. We have Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Very well, thanks for asking. Patrick likes a bit of 80s and 90s. Once scored 4 out of 5, would most like to be paired with Glenn Moore on the random player generator. You. So let's give it a spin and see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
It's the pothole princess. Yes. You okay with that, Patrick?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Lovely. In that case, please leave the studio. Here is your walkout music. God bless the puddle. Patrick, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that pops into that brain of yours, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because after I've got your set of five words, I'm going to play a song and Anna's going to come back into the studio and I'm going to present her with the exact same five words. And if she says what you say, well, then you can have £5,000. Good luck.
Excellent. Thank you.
Your first word is fizzy.
Pop.
Sky. S-K-Y. Sky.
Clouds.
Clouds. Fair. Spelt F-A-I-R. Fair.
Ground.
Yes. Yeah. Good. Solid.
Wedding.
That's tough.
There's a few.
A lot of good options.
Wedding ceremony?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Valid one, yeah.
And finally, Patrick, the word. People.
Ooh. These are tough. people, I cannot think of one for that. People,
really? That's not helping, is it, Matt?
Yeah, I've got loads.
Yeah, come on. Add to your panel.
Glenn's written a load down. He's holding them up to me now on a piece of paper through the studio glass. Just roll it around in your people, in your brain for a little bit. People.
Oh no.
I forget. People.
Wow.
Oh no!
This isn't the longest anyone's taken before, but there's been longer.
It's a lot harder when you're actually on air.
Go and talk to the corner and come back.
No, you can't do that. We've not got time. It's
not Dragon's Den.
The owner's going to be here in 5 minutes.
We're going to play 8 songs and then we'll come.
Watching.
Ah, there we go. That's a good one.
That was what I would have gone for straight away.
Really?
Yeah. People pleaser, people watching.
People person.
People person, yeah.
People. Patrick, it's taken nearly 23 hours, but we've got your five words. Stay right there. Anna Geary is back in play next. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five words. £5,000 with fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Pothole Princess, welcome back to Studio 2. Patrick, welcome back to Line 1. It is time to play for £5,000. You ready, Patrick?
I am, yes. Not very confident, but I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You feeling pumped and motivated by that, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Fizzy.
Drink.
No.
Oh, no.
Close.
Yeah. Fizzy pop.
Fizzy pop.
Oh, I always say pop as well. Yeah. That's so annoying. Mm.
Okay, sorry, so Patrick. That means you haven't won the money, Patrick. We're going to go through the remaining words, though, just to see how this did pan out in the end. Sky.
Hi.
Clouds. Fair, spelt F-A-I-R.
Game.
Oh, these are all good answers. Fair game. They're just not matching.
Wedding.
Planner.
Ceremony. I would have said planner. People. Now take your time.
Yeah. don't take as long as Patrick.
Sorry, Patrick.
pleaser.
People watching.
Oh, no.
Patrick.
What a disaster.
It was, yeah. That's a frank admission of what you did here. Yes, disaster. Patrick, it was wonderful having you on the show, and thank you for tuning in and playing along when you do, and send our love to the family, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Nice one. Thank Cheers, Patrick. So that means we end Thursday morning's edition of Five Words, Five Grand on a 0 out of 5. And that means we're going to be playing again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As I said at the very beginning of the show when we came live on air at 6 a.m, I'm going to hand in my daughter's cool badge today. She's 5 years old. Now, this is an accidental cool badge, but it really kind of it hit me. My daughter was wiping a tomato seed off of the bottom of her barefoot on the rug and ended up doing the moonwalk. Now,
that's impressive.
Now, moonwalking is probably the uncoolest thing anybody could do in the year 2024. Don't you think?
Only if you're jealous of people who can do it.
Glenn was at a wedding over the weekend. I dread to think what went down in the wee hours. She was eating one of those little cherry tomatoes. Yeah. You know, occasionally they burst. Yeah, and then all the pips and seeds went out all over the rug. And one was obviously on the bottom of her foot, giving her some discomfort.
Yeah.
So she just started to try and rub it off. She was like a bull that was going to attack. And then maybe she started doing the other foot. And next thing you know, she's moonwalking. I was like, whoa, don't do that. Yeah. Don't
maybe
moonwalk.
That's how it first came about. Jacko got some seeds on his feet and then it was created.
Of course, based originally on the jazz slide, a very popular dance move of the 1920s that Michael Jackson took and rebranded and made his own. But I just think that there are certain things that belong in such a period of history that if you see them in the modern day, and I think moonwalking is one of them, just don't do
that
it.
That and the running man as well. That would be better for getting a seed off, potentially. The rubbing on the carpet, I think.
Yeah. Get on the treadmill. Come on, get those seeds off.
She got a seed on her head. She started doing the kind of stuff on the cardboard, spinning around on her head. So that is the cool badge. I just think you can't be moonwalking, not in this day and age.
That's not good.
It's uncool.
Yeah, quite right.
Matt Dyson, what about you?
Well, mine involves my nearly teenage daughter, and I'm still getting grief from her because I bought her some new trainers for the new term.
And rightly so, I know about this.
I bought her a sturdy pair of Slazengers,
No.
I know, yeah. Well, and I don't know why I did it, because I thought, you know, they're very sensible trainers, but they're not at all fashionable, right? And they look quite old and fusty.
No one wants to wear shoes that are sturdy.
No, well...
Particularly not nearly teenage girls.
And I said an ultimate dad line. I said, it's PE, not a fashion show.
No.
I fell into that trap.
Life is a fashion show, Matt. How many more times have I got to tell you that?
I need to slap myself around the face and stop what I'm doing and buy some fashionable trainers.
Yeah, you have. And also, as well, you're like king of the crepes. Like, I've known you for nearly 20 years. And you always have got the limited edition or the new ones.
But I don't know
that's
why
your thing. You're known for that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me, but the sturdy Slazengers, they've got to go.
There's nothing wrong with Slazenger, by the way. Just in case our friends at Slazenger are listening right now. And I can't go to the Rackets Club anymore.
There's nothing wrong with a good pair of Slazengers. The Slazenger have moved with the times to a degree.
Well, they haven't. What they've done is kept it 70s, and that's why they still look great now.
They're slightly more modern looking than the old 70s squash Slazenger trainer, you know, but they're just big and clumpy.
Look at our kids wearing clumpy Slazenger trainers doing the moonwalk. It's awful, isn't it? Awful.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We've just taken a look at the trainers in question, the clumpy Slazengers there. And I think, Bess has been a bit unfair, I think they are very cool. If you're a 45-year-old man working in IT who has to do a lot of commuting around to help various independent businesses out,
then walking to the office
fine.
Trainers,
they really
aren't
they? Are, mate.
Yeah,
they really are.
Okay,
I mean, it's fine. I mean, we'll find a good home for them. They won't go to waste and everything else. But you can't.
Not in front of her classmates.
Oh, not in front of her classmates.
I don't know what I've done. I've really let her down. Yeah.
Like when she walks into school, does like the teacher say, like, you know, oh, we have tried turning it off and on again, but we don't know what the issues could be. I mean, is that happening?
She looks like an IT worker.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. If you work in IT, that's lovely. Respect and need that.
Yes, we do. We don't want to turn everything off.
No, don't turn everything off. So that Slazenger and IT is all good. It's just not brought together on the feet of a teenager. That's all we're saying.
That's it, yeah.
Hi, Dave and the team, says Matt in Bedford. I updated my iPhone last weekend and spent a massive amount of time arranging all of the icons across my home screen for optimal thumb efficiency, movement and aesthetic appearance. So pleased am I, I've shown everybody I know my home screen. It is satisfying getting your home screen together.
Oh, no.
No?
No one wants to see it, do they? It's like looking at pictures of other people's children. But it's so boring, isn't it? Like,
oh, what a guy. Yeah. That's a parent to three children right there.
Look at this. This is my Instagram top right.
Yeah.
I can't pick a favourite app. I can't. I love them all.
I've grouped all my parking apps together. Look at this.
Well, when I found out you could do that, that was a game changer for me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, are you not... Yeah, have you got a messy home screen?
Of it. I'm in favour of it, but I'm not in favour of showing it to other people and going, look how impressive this is.
No, so you think the cool badge bit is to showing it to others?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, I don't mind the organisational side of it.
Cool. Anna, we've known each other a little while now, so I feel I can ask this. What's your home screen like?
Well, it's quite messy.
Is it?
And you know what they say?
What do they
say? Messy home screen, messy mind.
I don't think that's
the phrase. I think you may have just made that up on the spot, which in itself is very impressive. What about you, Glenn? Are you bunching them together?
Mine's a bit bunched together. My problem with my phone is, that we've discussed on the show, my home screen is a stock photo of a family I've never met. I thought it'd be funny. And then what happened was, this screwed me over about a month ago because I left my phone in a pub and I had to go to the pub and I was like, I've left my phone. And they said, we have got one here. Can you describe your phone? Because you might just be someone trying to steal a phone. I had to be like, right, hear me out. There is a family on there that's not me. I promise I'm not stealing someone else's phone.
It's like three catalogue models, isn't it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Get your cool badges in. Got a couple on the way. Jane, if you're listening. Owen, if you're listening. Don't worry. I'm going to be sharing your badges with the group shortly. But right now, I would like to read aloud from the Breakfast Show WhatsApp group, if I may. Do I have permission to do that?
You have permission.
Okay, it's not funny how Anna knows exactly what I'm speaking about. It could be anyone, any of the producers, any of... So, absolute Anna Geary, as you are in my phone. Guys... What a great start. Guys! This dropped at 6:15 last night.
Yeah.
Guys! Ollie Murs. You know, Ollie Murs. Yeah, Ollie Murs?
Yeah.
Heart skip, 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 skips a beat.
You must know Ollie Murs. Trouble, make her trouble. Ollie Murs just called me a pro and told me I smashed my live on ITV to London today and I am giddy with excitement.
Oh, yes.
I told him good luck with his live show, and I'm handing in my cool badge early, is what it goes on to say. Well, you didn't know at this time we were going to move cool badge to today.
No, I did not.
Well, it's at 6:15. I rang everyone, said we're moving cool badge to today because the whole thing can hang off this. So, Anna, you've made no secret of the fact you're a big fan of Ollie Murs.
Mm. Oh, I just love him.
Yeah.
He's just, honestly, gorgeous inside and out. He's just
skip, 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 skip.
He is gorgeous,
gorgeous
inside and out. I've met Ollie on a couple of occasions. He's a very nice guy. Yeah.
My prevailing memory of Ollie Murs is I went to the Empire State Building in 2015. They've got loads of photos of various celebs, who Tom Hanks and all these people have visited. And then there was a photo of Ollie Murs as well, visiting the Empire State, but it was a different shape to the rest of the photos, and so I thought, did he put that there?
He is a troublemaker.
So why have you got a hammer and a nail in your pocket? Ask security. Yeah. So this has made you're just happy. You're smitten.
I am, because I just, he was in the wings, you know. I just come off my live, and he was about to go live on the show and talk about his new tour next year, and I was just like, oh my gosh, he's there. Because I didn't think that I would finish and then he would be in the wings. And I just said, and we just, you know, started talking. He called me a pro. He said, I smashed my
compliments.
Live.
Ryan Reynolds loved you as well when he saw you doing the live, didn't
what
he?
What can I say?
Yes.
So, I mean, So what we've got now, Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Ollie Murs. Did we have Richard Gere? Oh, Sting. Sting's on the list.
Sting's on the list. Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's on the list.
Yeah. It is quite... Their photos on the Empire State Building were normal size. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. We're right here, right now. It is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So what else has occurred on social media that you think we need to hear?
Well, the non-stick pans, a social ammo favourite for many years now, Peter Ruggman.
Yeah.
You'd recognise his face from your Instagram feed, his big hair. And he's been in the game for quite a while, and he's re-released a song he did from before I was aware of him. So it's an old classic that he's brought back round. And it's about, you know, those shops that pop up that sell American candy?
Oh, yeah.
And they pop up everywhere in old shops, and they suddenly become one of these American candy stores. Yeah. He's written a lovely little song about
it's about 100 on Oxford Street in London, isn't there?
They're everywhere, selling overpriced sweets. And, well, here's the song. It's an amazing piece
of work. Where are you off to then?
I have a new word. A brand new one's popped up, just opposite the big Tesco's.
Wasn't that a quaint little family-owned pub?
Not anymore, thank God. It's a brand new American candy store. Gee
whiz!
Well, disembowel a top man. Got an HMV.
Got an HMV.
Paul does all your favourite shops they have on Oxford Street for Candyland.
It's Candyland.
The Candyland Co. 20 on one road filled with Twinkies and her hose propped up with 50 grand loads.
It's amazing.
Oh,
work.
My goodness.
It's one of his best pieces ever. I'll share it on my Instagram
stories.
Yes,
do.
You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And so here we are, once again, at the end of another edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for joining us. Don't forget, you can listen back to the whole thing on demand in the free Rayo app. And the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast is about to become available. Matt Dyson, it needs a name. The two sides of Muggsy Mullenhew. I don't know where you buy an Australian breakdancer's outfit. Accidental moonwalk. Get on the treadmill, get those seeds off. All friends at Slazenger have banned me from the racket club. Messy home screen, messy mind. Giddy with Murs. Gorgeous inside and out.
Well, there've been some great wise words from Anna Geary today. Gorgeous inside and out is a great one for the soundboard. But I think I just loved we had two chats with Muggsy Mullenhew.
Yeah.
So I think that's a nice ring to it. The two sides of Muggsy Mullenhew from Stoke.
It's almost poignant, isn't
it?
In a way.
Yeah.
So that is the name of the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast. You can get that wherever you do your pod dealings. Leona Graham's going to be here next. She's going to tell you how you could be winning £250,000. Plus, of course, there'll be some tea break trivia fun. As for us, we'll be back with you on your Friday morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.